Hi, everybody. Geraldo here. Welcome to Geraldo Rivera, the podcast. If this is your first time listening, thank you very much for tuning us in. Every week or so, I'll give you my thoughts, my opinions on the air, on the latest news. There's so much to talk about now in the age of Trump. Again, thanks for tuning us in. Here now, the show.
Responding to the Donald Trump Jr. Russiagate controversy, this is the 24th edition of our podcast. We're live, so feel free to share your feelings about it. I was scheduled, as I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted by the Wi-Fi, that I was scheduled to be on with Eric Bolling this afternoon, or rather at 11 p.m. following Donald Trump Jr.'s appearance with our my dear friend Sean Hannity, but they just called to say that the program was overbooked, so this is it. Hi, Jeanette, Antonio, hello, thank you for tuning in, hola. Okay, it's everywhere, every newspaper, even the friendly New York Post has it. The revelation now admitted by Donald Trump Jr. that he did meet with certain people, either part of the Russian government or very close to it, the scandal now, there is a malignancy, there is a momentum to it. The left, the Democrats, the DNC, yes, Charles Gardner, the DNC is overplaying its hand. They are absolutely frothing at the mouth to condemn my friend Donald Trump Jr. and suggest everything from, collusion, and I'll talk about collusion in a moment, to treason. I mean, there are actually some grown-up, experienced commentators, pundits, even some journalists who are using that word. Let me just say right from the get-go, that is appalling. It is stupid. It is low down and dirty. It is absolutely ridiculous, whatever your politics, whatever your sentiments about the Trump family or the 45th president of the United States or his kin. To suggest that because someone is getting dirt on a political opponent in the heat of a presidential race from a foreign source that they're guilty of treason is absolutely so far beyond the pale. You know what it shows more than anything else? It shows how absolutely vile the hatred, the absolute appalling hatred of our president is. Now, the way I see it, now just a brief PS before I get into the substance of what I'm going to say, the position I take is very simple. Whatever your politics prior to an election, elections have consequences. The person who gets elected, that's the president or the senator or the congressperson and so forth. For people to, this whole resist business, and I see the eagerness, the enthusiasm to take down Donald Trump and his administration, to me, that is unpatriotic. At some point, you accept the verdict of the voters and you move on. I supported Al Gore for the presidency in 2000. He lost, so I supported the winner, George W. Bush. I voted for George W. Bush in 2004, the president. I voted for Barack Obama in 2008, in 2012. And now comes Donald Trump, the president, the 45th president of the United States. Regardless of how I voted, and I'm not going to tell you, I believe he is the president. He deserves the respect of the office, the Oval Office. Now, as to his son and the fact that the son apparently took these meetings with people connected with the Russian government who promised him dirt on Hillary Clinton. Obviously, the Russians had their own agenda, whatever it was, we don't know. They are masterminds at being very murky in terms of their background and what their true motivations are. Maybe it had something to do with the cancellation by Vladimir Putin of the adoptions, the Russian adoptions that was so popular for a while until we imposed sanctions on certain of the oligarchs and Putin henchmen in retaliation for the invasion of Crimea by Russia and the invasion or the trouble they've caused in eastern Ukraine. We imposed sanctions. To retaliate against our imposing sanctions, they cut off the adoptions of Russians by American couples. This was a meeting held by a lawyer connected to the Russian government who was lobbying to have the sanctions lifted so that the adoptions could be continued, could recommence. So that was the motivation for the meeting. Now, it may be that there was some murky KGB, they wanted to do something. It was clear that Russia wanted Trump, Donald Trump, elected over Hillary Clinton. So here comes this source now, through a guy named Rob Goldstone, an ex-tabloid reporter who is now a publicist. He contacted Donald Trump Jr. and said, guess what, we've got the whole apparatus, the Russian government has a lot of dirt on Hillary Clinton we want to share with you. And that kind of was the subterfuge to get the meeting that the meeting was really about, because they really didn't have that much on Hillary Clinton other than what WikiLeaks was leaking. The meeting was really about getting the sanctions lifted and getting the Russian-American adoption system rebooted. So Donald Trump Jr. meets with Russians. Is that colluding with Russia? Probably. Certainly colluding with Russians, if not Russia, the government. Certainly Russians, you are colluding. He is colluding with Russians. But guess what? That is not a crime. It is not a crime to go to anybody on earth and say, give me the dirt on my political opponent. Democrats do it, Republicans do it, independents do it, conservatives do it, liberals do it. It's called opposition research. You do everything you can. You spend whatever you have to spend to get the dirt to, you know, in Trump's case, call Hillary Crooked Hillary. Or, you know, they had plenty of words to say about Donald Trump during the day. It is not a crime to, quote unquote, collude. That is to cooperate, regardless of the fact that the Russians' motive was to sink Hillary Clinton, who was tougher, they perceived, on Russia and Russia's interests than Donald J. Trump would be if he were elected. So the Russians want to sink Hillary Clinton's candidacy. The Trump campaign obviously wants to sink Hillary Clinton's candidacy. On the principle of the enemy of my enemy is my friend, Donald Trump Jr. reaches out to the Russians and says, of course I'm going to listen if you've got damning information about Hillary Clinton. That is not a crime. Here is what is criminal. Remember, I'm a lawyer and I'm a pretty good lawyer, I'd like to think. Here is what is criminal. It is criminal for Donald Trump Jr. or anyone else in the United States or anywhere else to say, I will help you hack. I will help you hack the computers of the DNC or the Gmail account of John Podesta. I will in some way conspire with you to break the law and violate the computer sanctity and security of anybody you say. That is a crime, to conspire, to hack, to help the aid and abet the hacking, to do anything that violates the laws of the United States. That's a crime. You cannot hack, you cannot conspire to hack, you cannot aid and abet a hack. You cannot do that. That is not collusion, that is hacking or conspiring to hack. That's different than collusion. Collusion is just an evil way of saying cooperating. You know, give me the information you have and I will use it for my own political purposes. Hacking is a crime. Collusion is not a crime. Here is the gravest danger to Donald Trump Jr. or anyone else in the Trump administration. The gravest danger is that they do something to obstruct the federal investigation of Russiagate. If, for example, Donald Trump attempted to destroy the emails that he released today, knowing that the New York Times was going to release them, his communications with this Rob Goldstone fellow he released today. If he had tried to destroy those emails or any other memorandum or evidence or anything that would impede the investigation into his communications with the Russians. If he obstructed justice, that is a crime. If he hacked the computers or helped hack the computers, that is a crime. If he hacked the computers and then shared the information that he obtained from the hacking, that would be a crime. But to say to the Russians, sure, give me what you got, or to say to the Russians, this is probably what happened, it'd be great if you could release that stuff next Wednesday on the day before the debate, that also, while unsavory, while embarrassing, is not criminal. Take it from me, it is not criminal, regardless of what these legal pundits are telling you on television. It is not a crime. It is a crime to hack, it is a crime to obstruct, and this is the biggest danger for Donald Trump Jr. or anyone else involved in this investigation. It is the General Michael Flynn problem. The danger is that the federal government comes to Donald Trump and says to Donald Trump Jr., did you have conversations with someone regarding damning information about Hillary Clinton? Did you have conversations? And you say, no, I did not have conversations. Now, it's not a crime to say it on TV. I didn't have conversations with the Russians. It's not a crime to tell your buddy, I didn't have conversations with the Russian lawyer lady. It is a crime, however, to lie to a federal agent. If an FBI agent sits opposite you the way we're sitting here now and says to you, did you have communications with people in the Russian government or connected to the Russian government about Hillary Clinton or about any other topic near and dear to the heart of the federal investigator, and you say, no, I did not. That is a crime. Even if you don't say, I solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, you don't have to be sworn when you give testimony or when you give a statement to a federal agent, FBI, CIA, any DIA, you name the federal investigative agency, if you lie to them, even if you are not under oath at the time, that is the peril. That is the gravest danger. That is the Martha Stewart problem. She was free and clear until she volunteered to testify or to talk to federal agents about her insider trading, which was a nothing. She would have skated. It would have been nothing, except that she lied about her dealings, so she went to jail ultimately because she lied to the federal authorities. She may not. He may not. Nobody can lie to the federal government, the investigative agencies of the federal government, with impunity. That is a very, very serious crime. So to review, I believe Donald Trump Jr. is already embarrassed and hates the fact that he is now the focus of all this attention. I know him fairly well. I've known him for years, watched him grow up in some ways. His daughter was in school with my daughter. His wife, Vanessa, is a terrific person. They're a lovely, lovely family. Still, if I thought that he had committed a felony, I would tell that to you. I believe that he is going to be embarrassed, is already embarrassed. He hates that he has taken this focus off his father's successful trip to the G20 and that great speech he gave in Poland. I'm sure that Donald Trump Jr. is very embarrassed about it, and I'm sure that he will tell my dear friend Sean Hannity tonight at 10 o'clock Eastern time how embarrassed he is about what has happened. He will also, though, I predict, be defiant, and he will also spell out, as I am telling you right now, that nothing he has done, insofar as we can see now, nothing he has done is criminal. To review, it is not a crime to so-called collude with the Russians or the Russian government in terms of, they have damning information about Hillary Clinton or whatever it is. As long as you are not part of their illegal obtaining of the information, then you're fine to say, okay, I will benefit from that. That's fine. I'm going to release that. Great. That's not a crime. Nothing there is a crime. To say that it's treasonous to deal with the Russians is appalling, is an obscenity. It's just not true. It is not true. You can deal behind the stage with the Russians or anyone else as long as you're not part and parcel of their criminal activity in obtaining that information. You cannot help hack a crime. You cannot help them in any way to commit a crime, but you can benefit from their adventures as long as you had no part in it at all. No part in it at all. All of those WikiLeaks documents. I don't know who obtained John Podesta's Gmail account. I don't know who hacked the DNC computers. Those people are criminals, felons who deserve the full weight of the law. If he lied, if he obstructs justice, then he is in trouble. But these facts, as we know them right now, do not indicate that Donald Trump Jr. has committed any crime. Okay, now let me take some questions for you. Judy Feltman, as long as you are not part of their illegal obtaining. Good. All right, she's good. She agrees with me. Cannot help hack. You can benefit. That's it. Okay. Pasquale says I have a nice haircut. Arturo Rivera says let's go Astros. Houston is doing great. Tim Underwood says right on. You have to be fair to Donald Trump, even if you don't like him. What Zia Abhari asks, but what if you know they obtained it illegally? It's really not your problem. It's not your problem. Your problem, if we knew, everybody knew, all the news organizations who used the WikiLeaks information knew that it was obtained illegally someplace. The New York Times knew before they published it, the Washington Post, every media outfit in the country knew that WikiLeaks had obtained or someone had illegally obtained that information, but then gave it to WikiLeaks. We knew that the source of the information was certainly not legal, but WikiLeaks will bear its own legal responsibility if an investigation turns out that they were indeed the people who hacked. But using the information is not illegal. Donald Trump Jr. has not done anything, as far as I can tell, that is illegal. Michelle says, thank you for clearing this up. Gino says, like your friend Sean Hannity, who supports it. Darren Hall, if you lie to any officer, it's a crime. It's not a crime to lie to a New York City cop or to a state trooper. That's not a crime. Only if you're sworn. But to a federal officer, there is no tolerance. You cannot tell a federal officer an untruth. You cannot. Marvin, is your feet in the pool? Not yet, but it soon will be. The pool's like 90 degrees. It's been so warm. Peter says no evidence of hacking anywhere. Correct. As far as I know, there is absolutely no evidence that anyone connected to Donald Trump, I mean, in terms of his campaign or his transition, did anything illegal in terms of hacking. It absolutely, as far as I know, has not happened. We would have heard about it. My mom is watching in Sarasota. Thank you, Aunt Sharon, my sister. Thank you very much. Hi, Mama. How you doing? Why did Wolf Blitzer's whole panel think this was such a scandal? It is a scandal. It's very embarrassing. I mean, after all those statements that he made publicly, Junior made, it's disgusting to say that I would collude with the Russians. How dare you? It's just an appalling allegation and so forth. If he had been saying those things to a federal agent, he'd be in deep trouble. As it is, he has to suffer the embarrassment now. He has to suffer the embarrassment. Arturo says, drink a cold one, brother. I will as soon as this is over. Kevin says, thank you for your input, Geraldo. I think it's crazy. Tim Kaine compared it to perjury and treason. You know, the thing about, and I appreciate that remark. I think it's very thoughtful, Kevin. The reason that is so dangerous is if you start using those kinds of words, like treason in this context, what happens when you have a real treasonous person? Like, look at Chelsea Manning. Chelsea Manning is the darling of the left. Chelsea Manning is arguably much more guilty of treason than anyone connected with the Trump campaign, despite the fact that the left loves her, now her. Chelsea Manning actually grabbed the secret information and then leaked it. He was the hacker. He was the person who trespassed and misused that federal, and then dispersed it. People down the chain who used the information that Chelsea Manning obtained. Remember, I think wasn't it that video of an attack in Iraq, an attack that killed some civilians? Wasn't that what he leaked the video? Wasn't that what it was? Everyone who it's illegal what he did in releasing it, but it is not illegal to use it. Just like Donald Trump Jr. using it, that would not be illegal. And I haven't seen anything that he got any dirt on Hillary Clinton at all. I don't see any evidence that the Trump campaign got any dirt at all. Greg says, I wished he would have disclosed this months ago instead of being forced to come out with the truth. You're so right. It's never the crime. It's always the cover-up. It's not the deed. It's not that he hacked or anything. It's like, why do you sit on this information? Why do you wait until the New York Times is going to publish it? I mean, it's just, why not just get it out there? I did meet with the, you know, not, maybe not during the campaign. Maybe you want to, you want to keep your cards close to your vest. But certainly once you're elected, what's the point? What's the point of just holding your breath and hoping that people don't discover the truth? I mean, once you practice to deceive, oh, what tangled webs we weave when first we practice to deceive. That's the problem. Nat says, Geraldo, thank you for clearing this up. I appreciate that. Aaron, yes, Geraldo, none of us can figure it out. He, she, oh, that's Chelsea. We the people, says Bill Slattery, can't trust anyone in Washington. It's a bunch of liars and cheats and pigs. You know, I'm not in Washington. I guess that's why. But I have no dog in this fight. I'm just telling you. I mean, I you know how I feel about Donald Trump, President Trump. Known him for four decades now. Met him in 1976. Great guy. I'm very proud of his success. But I lament that his tenure in office so far, this first 6 months, have been so tainted by this allegation. And I wish they had never played ball with anybody connected with Russia, particularly after Russia invaded Crimea and eastern Ukraine and so forth. But I will say this about President Trump. I appreciate the need of the United States and Russia to get along. I appreciate the need of the world's two most formidable superpowers. And I would actually include the third. I would include China. And the fourth, I would include NATO, those four superpowers. It is incumbent on those four who control our destiny as a human race, the future for our children. It's incumbent on them to get along. I wish they would get along better. I like the fact that Trump and Putin have some kind of relationship. I don't think that that hurts the government. I don't like President Trump getting involved in passing some kind of cybersecurity agreement with the Russia, with the Russians. I could just see the Russians saying, "Okay, give us your secret codes, and then we'll help you figure out who's hacking your computers." I think that I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't let my cooperation with the Russians go that far. But for example, in Syria, when Putin and Trump met, and all the liberal pundits were saying, oh, Putin cleaned his clock. Oh, Putin had the best of that meeting. Oh, Trump was a sucker. How do they know, first of all? How do they know? And the next day they did announce, or rather at the end of that meeting, they did announce the ceasefire in part of Syria. And the ceasefire so far has held. So there is obviously some good to come of Trump and Putin getting along. Absolutely something good about Trump and Putin having a good relationship. But to suggest that Trump is in any way undermining the best interests of the United States because the Russians have some blackmail on him or some of this other preposterous nonsense is really, I think it's really preposterous. And again, what Donald Trump Jr. did, if this is it, if this is all it is, that he met with these people and they told him they really didn't have any dirt on Hillary, but what they really wanted to do is to talk about these sanctions. And if he talked about the sanctions, then, you know, if he, Trump Sr., you know, ended the sanctions, then they could start the adoption process again. I mean, if that's all it is, there's nothing criminal there. Embarrassment, yes. Criminal, no. Torchy, our buddy from Cleveland, says, remember when Jimmy Carter's son met with Gaddafi? Right. Absolutely. I'm all for meeting. I don't think, hi, Colette. Colette is my niece-in-law. Nice to see you. Judy Feldman, sometimes you get all dressed up and go on Fox and Friends, and I missed what you said there. I'm sorry. I do Fox and Friends every Friday at 8 o'clock and every Saturday at 9 o'clock, and I do get dressed up. I do get dressed up, and I do shave. I notice I have a 12 o'clock shadow and more. Please tell him if he knew about this to please tell it now. We, his supporters, can and will stand by him, but he has to be honest and tell what he knows, and better sooner than later. So true. President Trump, you just heard from one of your constituents. If there's anything there, tell it now. Don't let us find out reading the New York Times or the Washington Post. We know that they hate you, but that doesn't make them liars either. It's not fake news if it's negative, if it's true. If it's true, it's not fake by definition. So if there's anything, any more there, if there's more there, then let us know now rather than let us find out later. Manuel Machaca, Optics look bad? Yeah, it looks bad. It looks bad. Lupidio says lock him up. There's nothing to lock him up for. You need a crime before you arrest somebody. Paul, thanks for being the voice of reason in this hysteria. Okay, Paul, thank you. And thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you very much from my home by the Hudson River. I appreciate your tuning in podcast 24. Thanks.